You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
On the hour. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Welcome to Virginia. Welcome to the U.S.
Five Americans freed from wrongful detention in Iran have returned a day after the U.S. announced an agreement that would free up $6 billion worth of Iranian assets frozen in South Korea. Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan is in nearby Washington, D.C.
The Biden administration insists the U.S. Treasury will be able to ensure the funds are only used for humanitarian purposes like food and medicine. The next stop for the freed Americans is a U.S. military facility in the D.C. area for medical support to prepare them to once again be free persons.
The president is scheduled to address the U.N. General Assembly next hour. CBS's Bo Erickson.
President Biden is expected to underscore the importance of countries working together, including with developing nations in the Southern Hemisphere. Mr. Biden is also set to underscore human rights as Russia's war in Ukraine lingers, and later in the week he'll meet for the third time with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House.
Zelensky is scheduled to speak at the UN this afternoon. A senior State Department official says that the U.S. has been in close contact with Canadian counterparts over allegations the Indian government was involved in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader in Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Canada is a rule of law country. The protection of our citizens and defense of our sovereignty are fundamental.
India calls the allegations absurd. Each country has expelled top diplomats. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is weighing in on the UAW strike against the Big Three.
I think it's premature to be making forecast about what it means for the economy. It would depend very much on how long the strike lasts.
The strike has entered its fifth day, and Union President Sean Fain is threatening to expand it if there's no significant progress in contract talks by noon on Friday. Would you post online if you had to pay for it? Elon Musk says he's considering charging people a small monthly fee to use X. Says it's the only way he can think of to combat vast armies of bots. The Insurance Highway Institute for Safety tested four new minivans, found neither the Honda Odyssey, Toyota Sienna, Chrysler Pacifica, or the Kia Carnival had an acceptable job of protecting passengers. CBS's Christian Benavides.
The seatbelts in the back either put too much pressure on the chest or slid up, increasing the risk of abdominal injuries. It's important to stress vehicles are not less safe than before. The test is new and exposing the issue for the first time.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Daryl Brooks, who is already serving a life sentence for the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack 2 years ago, is facing new legal problems. The Garcia Ramirez family, who were present at the parade, is suing Brooks and their insurance company, citing extreme emotional distress. Their attorney alleges that the insurance company has not fully honored their policy, which covers uninsured and underinsured drivers. Free rides are continuing on a Milwaukee County bus line. Jimmy Koska has more.
MCTS says they are extending the free ride period for the Connect One BRT line until early next year. Passengers can continue to use the 9-mile regional route without paying fares. The extension is due to a delay in the electronics needed to implement the pre-bus ride payment system.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as we await my guest, none other than Green Bay Packer, Hall of Famer, Dr. George Kuntz. You will know him as number 53. Longtime linebacker for the Green Bay Packers is going to be joining us as, he is the vice president of Marion College in Fond du Lac. And so he's here to talk about some great opportunities that exist for so many young students. I am so excited about having him come in and spend some time talking about education. You know, he's been at it now for 19 years. He's been engaged and involved in the educational pursuits of young people across the state. And, as difficult sometimes as things are, as difficult sometimes as things may seem, education is quite expensive, and it has certainly done made it very difficult as there's constant conversations about whether or not young people can afford to go to college anymore. Well, Marion University is one of those universities that offers a great opportunity for young people to further their educations at an affordable rate. You know, 11-to-1 student to faculty ratio, average class size of 13, 1200 undergraduate students, and 40 plus student led clubs. Marion College is clearly a gem in the state of Wisconsin. In Fond du Lac. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome none other than Dr. George Kuntz, Vice President of Marion College, and guy who's knows his way around Wisconsin a little bit. How many years? Good morning to you, my friend. How are you, Doc?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you. And first off, I just want to thank you for all that you do for the great state of Wisconsin.
Well, you know, man, I am so thrilled, man. You've been at it. How many years did you play for the Packers?
I was 8 in Green Bay, 1 year in Seattle.
8 in Green Bay, 1 year in Seattle.
Yep. A total of 135 games played, 128 games started.
Man, I'm looking at you, and you're a massive guy, man. Linebackers today aren't anywhere near as big as you were.
Well, the game has changed. It's like basketball on grass now. So basketball is the guys are more slimmer and faster.
Yeah. So you're still engaged in football. You're on the board of directors for the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
What is that like?
It's wonderful to be able to go from the locker room to the boardroom. I never imagined that when I was down in the locker room with Leroy Butler, Gilbert Brown, and Santana Dotson, and the great Reggie White. Being able to be on the other side of the table, being able to make decisions for the whole of the organization.
Let me ask you: you're from South Carolina,
North Carolina,
yeah. North Carolina.
You got to get that right. People down there, they're very sensitive about those two states.
So you're from North Carolina,
right?
Warm, different kind of place than the state of Wisconsin. What was it about Wisconsin, man, that you decided to stay here?
Well, I think the opportunity. There's some similarities to Eastern North Carolina where I grew up. I grew up North Carolina. I'll give you a quick overview, the history of North Carolina. It's about 100 counties. We have 72 counties here in Wisconsin. About 9 million, 10 million people in North Carolina, about five, almost 6 million people here. There's probably about 4 million black people in Wisconsin. In North Carolina, the majority of those black individuals are in a place called Eastern North Carolina, which is considered 30 counties. And those 30 counties are the ones that back in the day produced all the cotton, rice, tobacco,
wow,
things like that. And we have documentation where my ancestors got here in the late 1780s. By way of Charleston. They say they came from the country of Ghana, but they don't know what parts of the continent of Africa. So my people been here in North Carolina for a very long time. They was taken to an area in Eastern North Carolina to some different plantations. And now about five generations removed, here's Dr. Coombs in Wisconsin.
You know, man, you're a great football player, no question whatsoever.
Right. Appreciate that.
And so there are many great football players, but, I'm not saying that all of them got their degrees in football. But you're a PhD, man. Why was education as important, or if not more, to you than football?
Well, that goes back to our situation. Coming out of that situation, coming in on the hulls of ships as enslaved people, and when everything kind of shook loose in the 1660s, my people, my ancestors said that the way to kind of break out of this is education. So they started going to the different HBCUs at the time because my ancestors weren't able to go to Duke, Wake Forest, North Carolina State, even East Carolina.
Right.
So they went to places like Livingstone, Johnson C. Smith, North Carolina Central, St. Augustine, Shaw University that had the first medical school for a black university. So my uncle went to North Carolina Central, and my mom and dad took him January 1968, and the connection was made because my mom was 9 weeks pregnant, carrying me at the time. So my uncle always said, bless his soul, he passed away in 17. He said that you were always would be a connection between you and I because you made the trip when your parents dropped me off to get my college education. And how ironic. He majored in sociology, so did Du Bois, so did Martin Luther King. And he got his degree in sociology, and his nephew came to Marquette University and got his PhD in sociology. So it all comes back around.
So most people don't know what you mentioned about how many universities were in the South, black universities, because in the North, there aren't any. Right. And so that was where, when you talk about Georgia, Atlanta, and all of those places where so many blacks were educated,
right,
as opposed to those in the North, it's because of those HBCUs that were built and constructed to make sure that black people had a chance to get educated, right?
Most definitely. And North Carolina is one of those states that probably have, it may be either a first or second with the most HBCUs in the country. I can just sit here rattle them off: Fayetteville State, Elizabeth City State, Shaw University, St. Augustine, you know, Livingstone College, North Carolina A&T, the biggest, the largest HBCU in the country. That's where my man that blew up in the space shuttle that he went to, Ron McNair. He went to North Carolina A&T. First inning with the MIT.
So those universities are affordable. When we talk about the other major universities that are around, they certainly are affordable. And today, when we're talking about affordability for higher education, it is as most important as almost anything, whether or not people are going to wind up going to college and wind up without being chained to debt. Marion College happens to be one of those universities that somebody can go get an education and not be chained into debt for the next 40 years of their lives.
Right. We've been very fortunate. It's not something to brag on, you know, out of the 22 private institutions in Wisconsin, you know, we call it Waco. Marquette's part of that. St. Norbert's, you can just name. We're probably around 27th most expensive. But once you add in all the scholarships that we offer at Marion University, it's very, very compatible, or sometimes less than the state schools, the UW Oshkosh, the UW Green Bay, UW Milwaukee.
Let's talk about what they specialize. You guys specialize in?
We specialize in education, nursing, business. You know, our university was started by a group of sisters, nuns.
Right.
They was in school at UW Oshkosh, and they had on their habits, you know, the clothing, right, their heads wrapped up. And the university said that you no longer can wear that type of garb at our university. So one thing about those sisters, they're very, very progressive and all about social justice. So what they did was started their own university in 1936, Marion University.
So hold that thought. So in the studio, Dr. George Kuntz, and you would know him as a linebacker, former linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame linebacker.
No, not yet.
Fix that.
Maybe that'll happen one day. I'll be blessed. But
and he is the vice president at Marion University in Fond du Lac, 844-967-2789. He's here to talk about great opportunities that exist there. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. On the Shaw, highs around 67 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 56, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 79, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. George Kuntz. He is the Senior Vice President for the University Relations of Marion University. Dr. Kuntz, I'm looking at this 11-to-1 student to faculty ratio.
Okay.
That's kind of unheard of in today's climate, right?
Right. I think it's for students like myself coming out of high school that wasn't really prepared. I was in a school system that was not necessarily funded like most other school systems around the state of North Carolina. So I came out with some deficiencies. There wasn't that I couldn't learn. It's just that we didn't have the resources. I'm going to keep it political correct.
Right.
But learning wasn't no problem for George Kuntz. I graduated with a 2.1, something like that,
right,
in high school, but graduated with a 3.9 from Marquette in a PhD program that was pretty rigorous.
You know, man, people sometimes don't really understand. I think I graduated from high school with a 1.5.
Okay.
And I know I was, you know, brighter than that.
Right.
But that's what I graduated with. And it was a different time. It certainly makes a difference if you have people who understand those realities and who focus on the person, right? You can't, a number is a number, right? I mean,
right.
You come in, you got a 2.9, 3.5, and people say, well, that person's, you know, brilliant. But it's what's in a person you can't measure. Is that right?
That's exactly. You cannot measure what's in someone's heart. That's the difference between a decent football player and a great football player.
So here you are. The competition to get kids in universities is stiff everywhere.
That's right.
And so Marion class sizes of 13.
Yep. And we're proud of that, but we want to bring more students from the Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha areas to give them that opportunity, because we know they may have had that same situation like I did when I was coming out of high school. That I might need a little extra attention.
How big is the university? I mean, how many students?
1,200, and then you add the graduate level of students. We're probably at 2,000.
So you offer all the things other universities. There's athletics. There's all sorts of things.
There. Yep, we have 22 different athletic programs and 40 different programs. So our nursing program is strong. you know, a lot of students go there for the sciences and graduate and then go on to medical school.
So when you, again, out of all the universities that are in the state of Wisconsin, you know, I hadn't heard of Marion prior to, you know, you winding up there. And is it because of the cost of advertising and the fact that you guys are in Fond du Lac and all these other colleges all over the state that people may not know?
Well, let's go there first. The state of Wisconsin, like the state that I came from, have some outstanding higher education institutions. And you said it, you know, the competition is stiff. I think we have 13 four-year campuses in the Wisconsin state system. And those universities, unbelievable. UWGB, we're not even going to get to the flagship.
Right.
UW-Madison. But UWM is awesome. You know, you have Platteville, Stout. You know,
yeah,
Stevens Point, UW Eau Claire. So there's a lot of opportunities, and a lot of times, you can get lost in that, you know, in that marketing, in that fray. But we take care of our students, and I've been at Marion now going into my 10th year, and I've associated myself with nothing but greatness throughout my whole life. So I wouldn't be there if it was a second-class institution.
So everybody's not cut out to go to UW-Madison with I don't know how many thousands of students. And it's easy if you come from a smaller place to get lost in those types of areas. Is it safe to say that?
Well, all I could talk about is me personally. When I first came out of high school, I went to a college that was a two-year college. It's a four-year university now. It was founded in 1848, Chowan College. That's where Nate McMillan went. I got it, wore number 93 before my best friend, Gilbert Brown, wore the number 93. Robert Brown came to the Packers in 1982 to 1992. He came out of Chowan College and went to Virginia Tech. I came out of Chowan College and went to East Carolina University that had about 18,000-19,000. But I wasn't ready for those 18,000-19,000. Students when I first came out of high school. So I went to a smaller university, about 1,000 students, got myself ready academically, and I was ready to play.
So listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I'm joined by Dr. George Kuntz. He is the Senior Vice President of University Relations at Marion College. We'll be right back.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Five Americans wrongfully detained in Iran returned to the U.S. this morning. Special Presidential Envoy Roger Carstens traveled with them.
Let's stay in touch. This is not goodbye. And I know a lot of you are going to maintain the fight to try to bring more Americans home.
At the UN.
The fourth plenary meeting of the General Assembly is called to order.
President Biden scheduled to address fellow member nations next hour and urge continued support for Ukraine ahead of a speech by President Zelensky this afternoon. U.S. officials say they've been in close contact with Canadian counterparts about allegations the Indian government was involved in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader in British Columbia, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Women's health clinics in Milwaukee have resumed offering abortion services. Throughout the day yesterday, about a dozen pro-life demonstrators gathered outside the clinic on Water Street in Milwaukee. It's been reported that all the appointment slots at the Water Street Clinic were fully booked within 24 hours. The decision on changing services comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade about a year ago. Snapper mowers are a thing of the past, and some workers are out as a result. Pete Schwabe has more.
Wauwatosa-based Briggs & Stratton has confirmed to the Milwaukee Business Journal that they've downsized its workforce. It's following news that they are discontinuing its Simplicity and Snapper brands for the North American market. The numbers of affected employees and their locations aren't yet known.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. George Kuntz. He is the Senior Vice President for University Relations at Marion University. So Dr. Kuntz, you are working on trying to introduce students who may, you know, struggle in trying to get to universities across the state, and many of them happen to dwell in the city of Milwaukee.
Right. And also too, I have a hidden agenda because I know Eastern North Carolina, those 30 counties, they got hit with the brain drain when it came to George Kuntz Jr.
Yeah.
I get calls all the time when you're coming back home. So you're probably saying, what is your hidden agenda? Well, we have some brilliant students in MPS in the city of Milwaukee. And They may go down to go to school down in Atlanta, Washington, D.C. They meet a co-ed. They're not coming back to Milwaukee.
Right.
Being that the proximity of Marion to Milwaukee is about hour and 20 minutes, there's a chance they can come back to Milwaukee because they're going to be the ones that's going to turn this thing around. There's been some slippage in Milwaukee. I've only been in the state for 32 years, but I've seen some slippage. But that can be reversed. There was some slippage in Green Bay after Vince Lombardi left in 1968. Right? You saw it.
Absolutely.
I wasn't aware of it because I was down in the streets of this little country town, quaint town of New Bern, North Carolina. So I didn't get a chance to witness what happened in the 70s and the 80s. But I do know what happened in the 90s. We turned it around and went to two straight Super Bowls, and we were able to win one of them. Right?
Yeah.
So that slippage that we have here in Milwaukee can be reversed, but it's going to be the young people that have to turn it around.
So let's talk about education today, and higher education today, and the cost of it that is now terrifying to so many people. You got a president of the United States looking to forgive debt that people have accrued in college. As important as higher education is in a society today, how are you able to convince families, based on what we're reading, what we're seeing, about the cost of higher education? How is Marion able to mitigate some of that cost?
Well, a lot of our students are Pell eligible, right? And they're eligible for a lot of different scholarships, a lot of different federal aid. But you'll never know about it if you don't seek it.
Right.
We have a young man that I met when I was meeting with some administrators from the MPS system a couple weeks ago. I met with them on a Friday, and this young man said, "Well, Dr. Coons, I'm heading to on Monday. I'm going to be starting at MATC, but I love to be a Dr. George Coons scholar. Can you get me into Marion?" Got his transcripts over Wednesday. He had a private room. He living in luxury, but he's working his butt off trying to get caught up because he was a week behind because school started a couple weeks ago.
You know,
and he's coming from a single parent. He has 14 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Don't have the resources, but we was able to make everything work for him.
You know, one thing about our nation is, you know, we've got all these universities. And many of them are filled to the brim. People are getting higher education. There's no question about it.
And some are closing.
Yeah, some are closing because the competition is so stiff.
Like Cardinal Stretch, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and so people and young people trying to find where they fit. It's not the way it used to be when they had counselors in most of the schools who could work with children.
True.
And help developing them and lead them to college after graduating. Today, those things have been cut back in the high schools.
Correct.
So I always tell people I had spent prior to the last 2 years, I spent that 12 years in Milwaukee Public Schools volunteering in many areas. And I began to see young people who did not even know the process of getting to college. I would talk with young people who were graduating in June who said they're going to college. We're in May. They're graduating next month, and they believe that they're still going to college. Never took any classes, any courses that prepared them for it. And so we lose a lot of young people because they're, unlike, unfortunately, many of the suburban schools, in the city, the children don't know. It's not that they don't have the capacity or ability to go. They don't have those opportunities.
Right. And we shouldn't lay all that that issue in their laps.
Right.
Because we as leaders of our community and as administrators, we have to own that. And we have to prepare and give them the information they need if they want to go to college. If that's something If that's a goal of theirs, they should have the proper information.
So we unfortunately, Dr. Kuntz, deal with some children not even understanding the connection between that education and their futures. And it's shameful that in this society that there are young people whose lives could be better.
Right.
If they only had the information, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so to really get to the crux of the statement, the questions that you're asking, that's why I got from behind the desk at Marion and said, let me get down in the school.
In the trenches, yeah.
Yeah. Let me roll my sleeves up. Like Reggie White said, I don't do too well with the suits. I do better with the troops. So I'm going to get down in the gutter with the students and explain to them the different opportunities. And if they go to Marion, that's awesome. But I want them to go to college.
You know, Doc, one of the things that I've learned in my time in the district was that we've got to start earlier preparing young people. And it's not enough that we start preparing them in high school. We've got to start earlier and start cultivating children at younger ages.
Yes,
is it safe to say that?
I would agree with that because, unfortunately, the parents are younger. And some of the parents are, you know, are very young and unaware of the process and the situation. So they can't articulate to their kids about the process of going to college because it all starts in the home, really. You know, reading became very, very important to me when I got here in October 15, 1968. My uncle made sure I had books, and it's been a wonderful journey for me over the last 54, coming up on the last 55 years. I've had a great run.
You know, Dr. Kuntz, it's I'm from a family of 13, okay. So all of us could read and knew our alphabets when we went to school. Today, I noticed that there are many kids, they come to school, they don't know any of those things. And it's a different time. And it much more is required of families and as you stated, single parents.
Right.
And so we're losing young people. And everybody asks the questions, what's happened to young people? Why are we in the condition we are in? It is because, again, we don't have people in place to make sure that young people know the importance of education and how it can certainly open the door to get them out of whatever condition or situation they're in.
Right. If it's true that your first teacher is your mother, and your mother's 13 years old and she can't read, well, then we playing behind the eight ball right off the get-go.
And when we start looking at the fact that we've got more people locked up in this country than all the other nations, you should start understanding that, hey, man, maybe we need to start and make sure that we educate people at younger ages and make sure that is a priority than the amount that it costs to lock people up. Right.
Right. Right. So there is a lot of different steps that we have to implement, but right now we're trying to get the students that are ready to go to college and start there, because we got to start somewhere, because there is a plethora of issues with the system.
Go ahead.
But we have to start and get the ones that are ready now, and then we got to put those different plans in place for they so they could, it can be an easier path for them to go into the technical colleges, community colleges, 4-year university.
You know, Dr. Kuntz, of all the things that I learned in those 12 years in the school system, it was how smart many of these young people are.
Many brilliant.
And so they miss out. You only get one shot at it. And so we've got to be able to catch those young people, because in their home, they're not hearing, unfortunately, what you can be, how talented you are. And so you need to move. We need to get you into a spot, into a place where you can get away from sometimes from your own family, right?
Right.
And be able to do some things, and then you can come back and help your family.
That's right.
But that's what needs to happen. And to start all of it, we've got to get the message
right
out to as many children as possible that they can be somebody, right?
That's right.
Dr. King used the verbiage when he was talking with some eighth graders. He talked about a blueprint for your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've got to get young people to see and build a blueprint for possibilities of what they can be. It's different for different people in this society.
Right. So when Marion University stepped to me and said, Dr. Coons, we'd love to have a scholarship in your name, in your honor, because of everything that you've done in your life. Yes, you was a professional athlete, but that is far from who you are.
Right.
And that made me feel good, because now they see the entirety of Dr. George Coons. And the first thing I wanted when I put it on paper about the Dr. George Coons scholarship, I said, the Dr. George E. Scholars Program envisions a world where all students, regardless of their ethnicity, religion, disability, sexual orientation, or social economically backgrounds, have equal opportunities to pursue higher education and achieve academic success. We strive to create an inclusive and supportive environment that empowers students to excel academically and build a strong foundation for their future careers. That's the vision.
Well, you know, it's not like there aren't students that are ready for it.
They ready. Because going in, the best thing I've ever did is come out of those meetings, get from behind those desks. I love meeting with those big donors, but I love going into the classroom and talking to the future, because we have some brilliant students.
All right, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. George Coons. He is the Senior Vice President of the University Relations for Marion University. We'll be right back.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 67 this afternoon under cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 56. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Dr. Coons, I'm going to let this play just a little bit.
Okay.
The lyrics.
It's powerful.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm honored beyond words to have my guest in the studio, Dr. George Kuntz. He is PhD, Senior Vice President for University Relations for Marion University. So Dr. Kuntz, you know, you could have gone a lot of different ways once you left football. Why education?
We had to go back to my roots. I kind of gave you a little glimpse of it earlier. It kind of started off with me at mom carrying me at nine weeks old to carry my uncle, my dad's brother, to North Carolina Central. His name was Johnny Kuntz, but when he got to Central, that all changed. So he became Johnny 2X.
I got you.
A lot of people may not catch that.
I know that.
A lot of people may not catch that, but he became Johnny 2X. That took a Earl. But he became Johnny 2X, and that fire that he had in his belly, he passed on to his nephew, and he beat it in me that education is the ultimate equalizer, and boy, you got to get your education.
You know, I got some of that fire in me as well. Yeah. And
you're not Earl two or three.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about.
Clandestinely.
Okay.
We may be a lot of different things, right? but I'll tell you, man, we have a duty and a responsibility for those who came before us and those who didn't have an opportunity to get educated.
Right.
And every time I talk to children, I talk to them about, you know, what was.
Right. And Earl, you asked me to go back to your question. I've been very fortunate. I've had a couple careers. You know, I was a professional football player. And if it was about the money, trying to make millions, I started in the NFL, right? If I wasn't going to be a millionaire, if it didn't happen during that time, it just wasn't going to happen.
Right.
Right? I don't think any of those teachers over in MPS or any other school systems, whether it's Racine or Kenosha, making $500 million a year.
Absolutely not.
But they're in it because they love the kids.
Yeah.
And my salary is modest at Marion University, and that's okay. But I'm doing God's work, man. I'm doing ministry work. I'm carrying on what Johnny 2X, Pat Tickle Earl, passed on to me. The importance of education and community and making sure we're able to provide for our families.
Man, listen, you know, I have Leroy Butler on, I have Gilbert on, I've had, what was the brother's name, man? The wide receiver for the Packers.
Andre Rison.
And had him on, had some others on. But, man, there's something special about all of you all. But, man, you, a little bit different. Let's go to CJ. Hey, CJ, how you doing, man? Hey, what do you say, man?
Hey there, Earl and Dr. Kuntz. Pleasure talking to you. And
good morning.
Good morning to you, and God bless you and the work you're doing. I as Earl knows, I am somewhat controversial.
CJ, really, so am I. But, yeah. But go ahead.
I know we battle almost daily, I would say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I guess, you know, I appreciate your efforts, and you spoke of some of the difficulty that kids are facing today. And, you know, I don't believe you're Republican. And I'm going to bring this that way.
How do you know that?
During one of the candidates on stage had spoke of the most difficult thing that the inner city kids are facing today. And in your examples of students, you use single parents. And he spoke of the percentage of kids that don't have both parents in the house. For whatever reason, doesn't matter to me.
So,
but that is a truly difficult situation that kids are facing.
So, CJ.
And I think I would love to hear your notoriety use that. Your fame and also.
Hey CJ, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Kuntz.
Well, there's facts in what we talked about earlier, and we have to address the facts. There has been a deterioration in some aspects of the African-American family.
And families in general.
And families in general. And but just so happened during this conversation, we're talking about MPS, which is predominantly African American, and there are some challenges that we have to overcome, but we're going to get there.
So, Doc, so we got to close this out for now, but promise me this won't be the last time.
Man, I love to come, man. Gilbert gets to come on all the time and have fun. I listen to you guys. You guys be laughing and joking, playing Biggie and all that, you know. I'm up there in Fond du Lac just saying, you know what, I'm going to get my opportunity. I'm going to just be patient.
You are Dr. George Kuntz, and all you have to do is a phone call away. Door's always open for you, man. You know, we go back when my hair was black.
Right.
So you know how long ago that was.
A long time ago.
Yeah. But yours is still nice and black. Well, you ain't doing what Gilbert is doing, are you?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Gilbert got something in the bottle. Right. Don't tell him I said it.
All right. All right, listen,
I seen that bottle.
I know. We got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Dr. Kuntz. We'll bring you back. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Calvin. Thank all of you who listen. See you later.
Peace and blessings.
Man.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby.
You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to the Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.